fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
The 13th of April. Prepper tip of the day. Listen carefully. Please listen carefully. Human beings cannot live without salt. That's how important this is. Seriously. Human beings cannot live without salt. If you live 50 or more miles from an ocean, the Atlantic, Pacific, Gulf of Mexico, and there's a severe long-term crisis, people will need salt. It's not optional. It's not a matter of want. It's a matter of need. It is not optional. Therefore, I want to encourage all of you to consider the following. Stocking up, half a ton of salt, that would be 1,000 pounds. That would be, what would that be?
20 bags.
20 50-pound bags.
Right.
Doesn't cost much money. Cold won't bother it. Heat won't bother it. Bugs want nothing to do with it. Animals won't bother it. The thieves won't want to steal it. What are they going to do with it? Take it to the flea market? It costs more to haul it than it's worth almost. Right now, during a long-term crisis, that would change. You want to get iodized table salt for barter purposes. Get at least half a ton, 20 bags. It's not a lot, really. Doesn't take up much space. For your family, I would say get 2 bags. That'd be 100 pounds of sea salt. That would be enough for probably a couple of generations with normal usage of your family. So please do that and get it put away, and it'll give you some peace of mind. Tim, we have a caller on hold here called right at the top of the hour. Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to add to the conversation earlier. I work with different types of people, and one of the guys that I met is an operator now, but he was on the trigger when they bombed the Libyan palace that Gaddafi was in, and he was on him, and he got a stand down right at the point of pulling the trigger. The second comment is about how he was deposed. He did a lot of things for his people. That's absolutely correct. But one of the things that he got in trouble with was, which caused Hillary to go after him, was he decided not to take U.S. dollars for his oil.
That's right.
He was looking to do something different in Europe. And they don't like that. And apparently that had a play in it. And then the other comment about the actors in the Middle East, the King of Jordan, his father was pretty close with all the previous administrations, and his son is married to a Palestinian, and from what I understand, he's a pretty decent actor in terms of working with his people and
yeah,
whatnot.
He is. Yeah.
And I just wanted to throw all that out there because I knew this guy that was working for the military at that time, and I met him, and I have no reason to not believe him. And I really think the guy was real. So it's interesting how things turn out. I know he lost some of his relatives in that bombing. But apparently he jumped outside and they were waiting for him. But thank you very much, guys.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. When our earlier conversation, I was going to mention King Hussein as being, if there's such a thing as a decent guy or a good guy leader in the Middle East, it would have been King Hussein. And now his son has taken over from him. King Hussein was quite a gentleman. In fact, he was also a qualified fighter pilot, wasn't he?
I believe, yes. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that, but yes, you're right. He was.
Yeah. He was. And we've always had well, as far as I know, good relations with Jordan. Jordan is kind of an oasis in the middle of a smoldering cauldron of dysfunction in the Middle East, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, of course, you know, his queen is a tremendous asset to that country with all the educational, social, and medical programs she's got going on. I mean, she's got herself a full-time job in that. But it's almost like she's the mother to all the people of the country. She is very much revered from everything I have read, written by Jordanians. You know, that's an asset he's definitely got going for him.
Well, it's been said that there's no better form of government than a good monarchy.
Yep, and that was monarchy.
And there's no worse form of government than a bad monarchy.
That is absolutely true.
And I agree with that. And Jordan would certainly fit the mold of a good monarchy, wouldn't it? A good, benevolent monarchy.
I believe so. If it wasn't for the Islamic part of it, it'd be really good.
Well, there has to be a side of king of the what's the king's name, the current king of Jordan.
I'm drawing a blank.
Well, there has to be a side.
Abdul,
to this
I think.
Say again.
I believe it's Abdul.
Oh, Abdullah. I'm getting a note here. Abdullah.
Abdullah.
There has to be a side to King Abdullah's personality that cannot and will not tolerate Muslims killing each other. Otherwise, otherwise he could not have an oasis in the middle of this boiling cauldron. And he obviously cannot and does not tolerate ISIS being in his country.
No, absolutely not.
And the only way that can be enforced is with force of arms. There is no other way. The only way you can keep Muslims from killing each other is to threaten to kill them. I mean, is there another way to keep Muslims from killing each other?
No. Of course, you know, the Muslims killing each other, John, I don't look at as an entirely bad thing. I think we ought to take those hot spots and, you know, airdrop them more ammo, you know, actually. Let them kill each other off.
Well, unless they're prevented by force of arms, they will do so.
Oh, yes, they will.
That is their track record. And I don't know what the status of Christians is in Jordan. I simply don't have a clue. Do you?
No, I do not.
I would, my speculation, and anybody who knows, please give us a call. My speculation is purely speculation, is that the status of Christians in Jordan is probably elevated above all most other Muslim countries that we're aware of. And I haven't heard anything different. Have you?
Mm-mm. No, I haven't. You know, overall, if a country's leader is reasonable in the Middle East, Christians usually in the government have some of the most trusted places. You know, especially where high security is due. You look at Saddam Hussein having Tariq Aziz as his number three guy. I mean, that right there is just a perfect example. By the way, I heard Aziz died here a while back. I didn't hear about right when it happened, but I recently heard that he had, in fact, died.
Well, he had to be, I would say, around 80 years old, just as a guess.
He was older than Saddam. I know that.
Well, there was a former member of Saddam's army going to my church in St. Louis County, he was a sergeant. And he worked for the club system. Most modern militaries have a club system, which is basically restaurants and stores and bars. Of course, they wouldn't have bars in an Islamic country. But what he said, John, when it came to anything involving money, Saddam Hussein always put Christians in charge in his government of anything had to do with money, because he did not trust the Muslims.
Right. I absolutely understand that. And you know, Saddam there was fairly smart in doing that.
Well, he was a tough guy also, but he was in his own way benevolent. And people criticize him for the crackdowns he did. If there was somebody from a particular village that tried to assassinate him, I think, and his family members, and he basically wiped out the whole village, is my recollection.
I don't specifically remember that is logical.
Yeah, now, that here in the West, we would regard that as an illegal, immoral, barbaric act on one hand. On the other, in that part of the world, it makes perfect sense because that's just an unfortunate fact of life.
Right. Well, the cultures are so different. That's the reason I still maintain to this day that... you know, that the Islamic culture and Western culture will never, ever coexist peacefully because it's a completely different mindset. You know, and that's just another perfect example. Collective punishment versus punishing the individual. Collective punishment is quite acceptable and expected in these Islamic countries. You know, if one person does something, they arrest the entire family.
Right.
You know, that's the way it works.
It is. It is. Now, a friend of mine was pointing out he in his opinion, Indonesia is a democracy, and our Western concept of democracy is a pretty much a foreign concept that Muslims are not actually wanting or needing or thinking it's a desirable goal, is it?
That is absolutely correct. They actually do not want a democracy. They want a caliphate.
Right.
You know, that they're not going to stop until they have their caliphate or until they're dead. Of course, I vote for the latter. Right?
And the person in charge, of course, is called the caliph, who, of course, would have a harem. Is that the right way to say it? Harem?
I'm not sure.
Well, harem or harem. Yes, but I have doubts about the veracity of Indonesia actually being a representative form of government in the same way that we have it. What do you think?
I believe at one time they were more so than they are now. They are just like this country. The laws, rules, and regulations have overtaken their form of government, just like they have in the United States, where, you know, in our country it's the Constitution no longer being followed in hardly any way, shape, or form. And everything done by diktats and regulations. And from what I understand, Indonesia is going the same route, unfortunately.
Right. Well, Americans go to other parts of the world. They think that people in other parts of the world, they want to have a ranch-style home with two vehicles, two incomes, an American Express card in their wallet, a Holiday Inn, to stay at when they travel, and a Denny's restaurant to eat at for lunch, and air conditioning and hot and cold running water. That they believe that the rest of the world wants all those things, but that's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, it's not. It's absolutely not, John. I always call it the ugly American syndrome, and I don't know what else to call it. Americans, as in general, not everybody, but in general, will go to a country and, oh, my, this hotel doesn't have hot water. into the world. Well, guess what? At least they have water.
Right.
You know,
right.
You look at the rest of the country, it probably doesn't have running water.
No.
You know, we always look at the negative or what we consider to be the negative in other countries. And in reality, we just ought to say thank you very much for letting us visit and bye.
Right. Well, an American on welfare has a standard of living above 2/3 of the people that live on this planet. Almost all Americans on welfare have accommodation, have a real house of some sort, which could be an apartment or a freestanding house or even a mobile home that has four walls with windows, electricity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, hot and cold running water 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a source of heat, a source of air conditioning with almost nobody has in the third world, a refrigerator with food in
it,
very likely an automobile, which 2/3 of the people on the planet will never own an automobile, 2/3 of the people on the planet will never physically be in the same room with a toilet that flushes.
That is true.
So by the standards of the world, the average American on welfare is quite wealthy. And in fact, many of these places where they bring immigrants, they have to have classes to show people the following. They bring them into a room and say, this is a toilet.
Right.
I mean, because people don't even know what they're looking at. We've got a call and hold here. We've got Ty in Austin. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Ty.
Fascinating. Thank you. Fascinating what you're pointing out there, John. It really humbles my soul. A couple of random comments regarding Islam. Do you have fire ants in Missouri?
Oh, no. Thank goodness.
Thank God we don't. I grew up with them, Ty.
Okay. They are prolific in Central Texas. I wonder if this slow motion invasion, that's at least how I see it, across the globe, is not going to eventually make it obviously here in the form of the fire ant whistle. So they get on you, and then they send out a pheromone, and all at once, bang, they hit you.
That's right.
Anyway, something to think about regarding Islam. On salt, John, it's awesome you brought that prepper tip of the day up. I was poking around trying to find an economical place to reload my Himalayan sea salt stores, and I was able to find 30 pounds for about $52 on a website called jet.com. Now, I know this is not economical for storing up 1,000 pounds or 100 pounds of salt, but if you want to store up some of the...
Right.
Yeah, for the real good stuff, there's that. And then last quick comment, totally off topic, but I want to get your opinion on this. You're familiar with the law of the hammer, I assume?
The law of the hammer, whereas all problems become a nail?
Correct.
Right.
So let's apply that.
A hammer. Right.
That's right. Let's apply that, that basic concept to the idea of concealed carry. I really, really think it's a good idea for everybody who carries a gun every day to have an option to your hammer, and I consider that non-lethal mace, OC, pepper spray. I don't want to have to shoot somebody or shoot a dog if I can get somebody off of me or exit the situation in a non-lethal manner. I think it's important for people to consider that. If you carry, please consider a non-lethal option.
Well, I point this out in my concealed carry training. Police are required by statute to use non-lethal force if they can. Where the civilians with a concealed carry permit, there's no option for them to exercise a non-lethal option if life is at risk. But it's a personal preference, and taking human life is something you don't want to have to live with. And I agree with you, if it's something you can do to exercise that and have a non-lethal option such as pepper spray, by all means, use it. Even though there's no statutory requirement to, it would be good for your soul to be able to, wouldn't it, Ty?
It sure would. Okay. Thanks for the time.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Tim, you got a scoot, don't you?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later today.
Let's talk soon.
Right,
thank you. Have a good day, sir. We have open lines after the break. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's taken 3 years, but now I'm finally able to be a dealer for the Inter-Shelter domes. These are fantastic mil-spec products, the 14-foot dome, the 20-foot dome, everything you need to have safe, secure shelter. It could be a vacation home, a rental property. It could be emergency accommodations, any number of things. Really, the only limit is your imagination. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, you can scroll down to the left side to the section on the domes and get all the details. It's quite an opportunity here, I believe, to have a shelter that you can put together with simple tools. All you need is two people and simple hand tools and a ladder to put these together. Really simple. You don't need any special construction expertise. So check that out at my website, libertyman.com, the Inter-Shelter domes. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 13th day of April. Year's moving right along, isn't it? We'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. This thing was Korea. I believe it's going to come to a head soon. All this drama is getting tiring, quite frankly. I have private sources telling me that there's people close to Kim Jong-un cautioning him to back down, to stand down. Hopefully now we have high-level Chinese officials doing the same thing that have access to this man. That needs to happen. I'm not sure what this guy's goal is. Maybe he wants to go walk right up to the edge of war and then surrender so we get U.S. economic aid. I don't know. But that's been a standing joke for decades, that the best thing a country could do would be to declare war on the United States and then surrender the next day to get the economic aid in return for surrender. But this is no joke. What's going on with North Korea is no joke at all. They have a massive standing army. They do have weapons. They do have missiles. They do have nuclear weapons. They have not one but two satellites. I just found out, I read an article quoting Dr. Peter Pry, who was interviewed on this show a couple of years ago, that North Korea now has two satellites going over the United States twice a day each. And according to Dr. Pry, now Dr. Pry, Dr. Peter Pry, he was appointed to be the head of the commission, the government commission, to look into the effects of electromagnetic pulse. So clearly he has access that the rest of us don't to what's going on with the U.S. government. According to Dr. Pry, none of the U.S. intelligence agencies have any idea what the payloads of these two satellites are. They simply don't know. Point being, twice a day, two satellites twice a day pass over the United States, 300 miles altitude, by the way, which is a perfect altitude to set off a nuclear device. Now, what happens if a nuclear device is set off over Kansas at 300 miles? First of all, if it's daytime, you would see no flash. There would be no sound because there's no atmosphere. You have to have air to have sound transmitted. There'd be no blast. You wouldn't feel anything. You'd be directly below it. You wouldn't feel anything. You wouldn't hear anything. You wouldn't see anything. There'd be no nuclear radiation. What there would be an immediate electromagnetic pulse that would go out basically from the East Coast to the Rocky Mountains. It's line of sight. Rocky Mountains might block a big part of that signal going west. It would probably go over the Rocky Mountains to a certain extent also to hit parts of the West Coast, knocking out all three power grids. There's three power grids: East Mississippi, West Mississippi, and Texas. That's the three power grids. Probably knock out most, if not all, of them. So that's a real threat. That is a real threat. We got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. So with respect to changing the subject just a little, or going back to a subject from a moment ago, the pepper spray situation, when I had made four bug-out bags for my four kids, I refused to put 1911s in there, so I put pepper spray in each one of them. But there is a company in Fenton, Missouri called Sabre Security, S-A-B-R-E Security. And, their phone number, 800-325-9568. They create Sabre Red, which is what the police use. I think you can buy that. They also create some lovely chest-mounted bear spray. It has a holster that comes with it that goes right on your chest, and this stuff shoots a very respectable distance. Now, of course, it's not legal under normal circumstances to shoot people with that.
Hold on through the Rick here, through the break, Rick.
Yeah.
Just be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Back, J.R. Moore here on Thursday the 13th. Got a note here from Rusty in North Carolina 40 minutes ago talking about how he likes his energy clearing, wants to get a second one for his quote-unquote elderly mother. And I get this a lot. People have one energy cleaner, and then something comes up. It can be a child or a relative, a mom or a dad. They get another energy cleaner, and then a third, and a fourth. That's just simply the way these things work out. Do your homework. If you have arthritis pain, back pain, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, most likely, energy cleaner will help. Check out the details at my website. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. A great, comfortable combination. They really are. You can use PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. And PayPal now takes payments, by the way, if you live in the United States. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Rick, we got some other people on hold here, so let's conclude your comments, yep. Please, sir.
Hardly a problem. So you can buy Saber Red, which is what the police officers will use. You can, of course, that's totally legal. If the Golden Horde is stopping by and you have real problems, it is illegal to spray them with bear spray, but
you know, I'd leave that up to your discretion as to whether or not you're going to worry about getting arrested in a grid down situation. I can tell you that the label on the bear spray comes off with a little effort. The number is 800-325-9568. They're one of the biggest spray manufacturers in the U.S. That is the conclusion of those comments.
All right. Well, thank you. We appreciate that, Rick. Oh, I picked up the books, by the way. I picked up the books.
Shocking.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
Well,
thank
Dr. Phil and I both remembered, so we got it done. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. We're all two competent humans. All right, bye.
Next we go to Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind today?
John, this just came in from the Mail UK, the Daily Mail.
Okay.
And how, again, the coalition Air Force has just accidentally bombed Syrian positions, killing 18 Syrian soldiers. And we see this over and over again where they accidentally kill Syrians. And it seems that the pattern is every time ISIS is losing, in steps the coalition and the Syrian soldiers die, proving that Donald Trump is the commander of the ISIS Air Force.
Oh, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You're making connections without evidence. First of all, Paul, listen, please. Friendly fire happens in every war. It happened in Vietnam, happened in Korea, happened in World War II, World War I. Friendly fire, where we have Americans killing Americans, happens in every war. Without evidence, the deaths of 17 Syrian soldiers is an unfortunate tragedy. Unless it was a command and control center, it was, you know, who were these 17 soldiers? Were they 17 guys on a remote outpost, or was it part of the central command and control? We're lacking details here, and you're making connections, Paul, without evidence.
It's not a matter of evidence. It's a matter of patterns and recognizing the pattern. John, you're a skilled enough strategist. You're familiar with Sun Tzu. Sun Tzu teaches in The Art of War that to destroy an enemy, one of the most important things you have to do first is to isolate the enemy from their allies. Now, if Donald Trump was serious about fighting ISIS, all he has to do is go meet with the Saudi Arabians and tell the Saudi Arabians to stop supplying ISIS with weapons. He has yet to do that. Notice in the grand strategy of fighting Iran.
That we know of.
Right, but notice what we're doing there. We're isolating Iran from North Korea to keep North Korea from supplying Iran with nuclear technology. Now, that is following Sun Tzu. So we selectively follow Sun Tzu and his teachings when we actually are really fighting a legitimate bona fide war. But this is a pretend war. We're pretending like we're fighting ISIS. So far, Donald Trump hasn't really hit ISIS at all. I haven't seen any videos on Live Leak of the American coalition actually targeting or hitting strategically important weapons depots, caches, or ISIS fighters. You don't see that at all. You see the Russians doing that. This is a charade, John. This is America pretending to fight ISIS. While we like ISIS, ISIS is our proxy army. And they're just so unpalatable, and it's so disgusting, our foreign policy, that the U.S. government won't admit it, except maybe John McCain, who admits to meeting with ISIS and calling some of them his friends. This is the treachery of a Zionist-based foreign policy, where we put the interests of Saudi Arabians and Israelis first, and trying to make perhaps a greater Israel for Israel, so they can get some territory out of Syria. And also the pipeline politics of Saudi Arabia and Qatar. It really is a disgrace. And we need to call out our air commander, ISIS air commander Trump, in public to force him and hold his feet to the fire so America fights ISIS as he had promised.
Well, let's hope he does so. And I'm not quite ready to call the President Trump the head of the ISIS Air Force. But
When's he going to hit him? He said he was going to fight ISIS. What's he done?
Well, I don't know what he's done.
I know what he's done. He's hit Syria every time Syria starts winning. That's what he's done. This is all nonsense. It's showbiz.
Well, Syria will win. With Russia's help, Syria will win and defeat ISIS.
Well, unless America, again, comes in to supposedly help. But I haven't seen a sign of it yet, John, and it's disgusting, our foreign policy. But that's what you get when you let Zionist, dual allegiance, neocons run your government. That's what you get.
Well, we're still better off than if Hillary was president. I think you'd have to agree with that.
True. Hillary would have done even more, because we know, and if you look at what Seymour Hersh said in his articles, he basically said that Hillary took the jihadi fighters out of destroying Libya and then sent them over to fight in Syria. And right. The chemical weapons from Libya, and sent those to Syria also.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And that was all being run out of Benghazi.
Yeah. All right, sir.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Paul. Next, we go to Dan in Hawaii, where it is very early. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, John. My spider sense is up. Probably a lot of people's are. So I'm topping off. I'm going out today and buying rice. Rice is cheap here. I don't know about where you are. So, prepper tip.
Well, it does fill you up. There's not much nutrition. And brown rice, you can't be restored much more than 6 months. Brown rice is a bit more nutritious, but it really doesn't have a shelf life worth a darn. It'll only store for about 6 months. But it is fairly inexpensive, pretty easy to store. And it will fill you up, but it doesn't have a whole lot of nutrition in it, white
Absolutely.
Rice.
Absolutely. That's all, John. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'm learning more about nutrition all the time. We'll have Dr. Myers on tomorrow, and he's got me on his detox program and a special mix of vegetables and fruits that I'm drinking twice a day. Basically, it's two meals a day. From this concoction that I'm whipping up in the blender, and I can tell some difference. I feel like I have more energy. I'm now actually losing some of this gut that I've been wanting to get rid of, according to Dr. Myers. When I was in there earlier this week, he says, "John, you're losing weight." I hadn't even really thought about it, but apparently I am. Not that I'm a big chubby guy. I'm only weigh 175 pounds. I'm 6 feet tall, but not where I want to be physically in terms of strength and agility and energy and so forth. So I'm working on all those things. We'll talk more about that tomorrow when Dr. Myers is on. If you got a question or comment, we got time for some questions and comments at 800-313-9443. The complexity of what's going on in the Middle East is a sight to behold. Now we have Saudi Arabia and Israel, our allies. And apparently, it's a chance that both of them are supporting ISIS, much to the chagrin of Mossad. The men and women in Mossad do want nothing to do with ISIS. Of course not. They know that they're the enemy of peaceful people anywhere that they are. But these countries that have always appeared to be enemies, Israel and Saudi Arabia, are now in a cooperative effort. It's very strange. I would quite frankly advocate that the United States discontinue engagement in the Middle East and just let them people work out their own problems without us being involved. Seriously. That's what I would advocate. Not that if I sent a memo to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, it would ever get read, except by the people who answered the mail 2 miles away or wherever they might be. A friend of mine was telling me about a letter he was so proudly sent to the president. I think it was Obama at the time. And I said, here's reality. That letter will not get within 2 miles of the White House. It'll be read by a clerk and put in a stack. End of story. The President of the United States will never be aware that letter was ever written. And he got quite angry. He really, I guess he thinks that the mailman drives up the driveway there and drops off a bundle of mail at 1600 Pennsylvania, and that the President has the secretary open up the letters for him and then puts them in a stack so that the president can read them. It may have been that way in 1860. May have been, possibly. I don't know. I recall seeing a communications room in the White House in the motion picture Lincoln, where they had these nice wood carved cubicles for, it was about, I would say 10 or 12, if memory serves, for the telegraph operators that were on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the White House communications room during the Civil War. It would have been 1861, 62, along in there. State-of-the-art communication at the speed of light 150 years ago. That's what they had. State-of-art, speed of light communication 150 years ago. They did. It was called the telegraph. Now, I don't know how long it was before the teletype machines came into being. Probably around 1890 or so, give or take a few years, was when they had a way to transmit written messages at the speed of light more than a century ago. And once the cables were laid across the oceans, which began, I believe, early 20th century, don't quote me on this, I'm talking off the top of my head here, they had instant speed of light communications from one continent to another as those cables got laid. Okay, we got Rick for a follow-up here. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, I apologize, but I did have one thing to say about the rice and the beans thing. There is a little book, I'm trying to remember the name of it, but I've been struggling. I think it's Famine and Survival in America. I think. You know the book. It's old, probably 25, 30 years old.
I got a copy of it.
Yeah, it's one of the most exhaustive studies regarding nutrition. And so what actually happens with the beans and the rice thing is they're suggesting a pound of rice per person per day. Not that you want to eat that, but that's what you should store. And then it's one-fifth that in beans. So you could say a pound of rice a day and a quarter pound of beans. After eating that, you'll have all seven essential amino acids. But it looks like apparently there will be a bioavailable problem. You will start falling short of protein, so you would need a tablespoon of that powdered protein mix in water or anything, and a vitamin C pill. And if you do that, you will probably live. You will be bored to tears, but you will probably live.
Right,
I suggest
hot
sauce. Yeah. All right, just wanted to stick that in there in case... In case this guy's going to go try and store up some dry food, I thought I better stick that in there.
That's an old Green Beret trick, is to keep a bottle of hot sauce in your cargo pants pocket. It is.
It's good stuff. Well, it'll cure what ails you. I swear it will.
Yeah, it'll help kill the bad things that are in your gut, plus makes rather mundane food have some flavor to it. So,
it's got more than one purpose. The stuff is great. Well, okay. Thanks, John.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Call number is 800.
Okay,
thank you, sir. 313-9443. Always a lot to learn. Always something new to learn. Much of the country of Mexico survives daily on beans and rice and tortillas. Beans, rice, and tortillas. It is lacking vitamin C. It is lacking protein. The tortillas made from wheat... I think the current average protein content of wheat is about 9%, where 30, 40 years ago, it was more like 17, 18%. There's a plant here that grows in my part of the country called wintergreen that right now is flourishing. Bright yellow flowers along fence rows and out in fields. It has about a 17% protein content. I've never tried to eat it. But that's my understanding. It's running about 17% protein. Nutrition is a complex matter. Now, I'm just recently learned that glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, actually kills the good bacteria in your gut. which leads to all kinds of problems about with related to health, all kinds of problems. Glyphosate, quite frankly, should be banned. It should be made illegal to even manufacture the stuff. That's how dangerous it is. It should be illegal to manufacture it or to import it in this country or to sell it. It is that bad. We're literally, we as a people, we're literally killing ourselves with glyphosate. It's not a flippant statement. It's a true statement. It may even be altering our DNA. That's how powerful that stuff is. I'm going to see if we can talk to Dr. Phil about that a little bit tomorrow. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 13th of April. The next caller is Joe in Rhode Island. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, John.
Go ahead,
John. One thing that I don't find being talked about as far as the Middle East and Russia is the element of the aid in monetary aid and military aid that China has been giving Russia for the past 15 years. Do you have any information on the amount of help that they're giving them?
I'm not aware of China giving Russia anything. I'm not aware of China giving Russia anything.
Oh, wow. I've heard many reports from different people that it's substantial.
Really?
Especially when they had the problems with the fuel, the gas, and oil sales to Europe. That's how long this has been going on. So
okay.
I think that ought to be looked into.
Well, they are allies, and it doesn't surprise me if that's going on. If you get any details, get back with it on that, Joe.
I will try to get the details, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, John. Here's
our last caller, Patricia in Florida. Good morning, Patricia.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, John. Thank you. I cut in on the tail end of your show, but I wanted to just mention that seeds are the most nutritional foods. I don't know if you said that, but seeds can also be sprouted. And chia seeds in particular were used by the Indians for long distance, 100-mile runs and so forth. So remember the sprouting, and in addition to being ground up, but I just wanted to mention that.
I like flax seeds. What do you think about flax seeds?
Oh, wonderful. I'm just making some right now.
Yeah, it's part of what Dr. Phil's got me taking is 4 tablespoons a day of ground up flax meal.
Oh, wow. I didn't have that much in mind. The other thing I just discovered, I love pine nuts, and I just discovered Costco carries them, and they're full of nutrition. I had no idea. And they're absolutely wonderful, and they're full of a lot of the minerals and the vitamins. So none of us knew this. It's not real well publicized. So.
And
pine
nuts.
That's not as a survival food.
And a pine nut is the center part of a pine cone, correct?
Yes.
Right.
And it's semi-wild. Semi-wild, probably.
Well, there's pine trees all over Missouri, not as much as oak trees, but there's plenty of them. Fascinating. Patricia, we're pretty much out of time. Don't be a stranger. We appreciate the call.
Yeah, and the other thing I just want to mention is the greens. They're easy to store, like either algae, spirulina, or chlorella are all easy to store and dense nutritional. So you can add them to anything else. I mean, you can take them as pills or whatever, but they can be added to everything else.
Absolutely. That's good advice. Okay. Thank you, Patricia. Time for any more calls. And we appreciate everybody listening. I'll be back tomorrow morning with Ann Morrison, the first hour, Dr. Phil Myers, my personal physician, the second hour. And we'll talk about all those things. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.